Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
As part of a Holocaust remembrance grant awarded to Union College Hillel to examine the Jewish resistance during the war, they are sponsoring Shira Ginsburg's one-woman show, Bubby's Kitchen, on Sunday, April 28th at 1 p.m. in the GE Theater at Proctor's. Originally from Troy, where her family ran a dairy farm, Ginsburg is now a cantor in New York City. She retells her grandmother Judith's, Bubby's, story of hiding in the woods with the Bielski brothers, weaving together her family's story of resistance and survival through monologue and Yiddish, liturgical, and musical theater songs. With a background as a professional actress, singer, and songwriter, she has performed on stages in Israel, England, and throughout the United States. It is a great pleasure to welcome Shira Ginsburg to the roundtable this morning. Shira, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
It is very nice to have you on, and I appreciate you taking the time out. This is a cool event that is happening on Sunday at 1 o'clock at GE Theater at Proctor's in Schenectady. How did this whole show come about?
Well, it's a great question. One might argue that the show was always being written throughout my entire life. I just didn't know it. But ultimately, for the culminating thesis project for cantorial school, I needed to create something for a recital. And this story kept peeking out. And it was really the bringing together of my cantorial training and my history and my musical theater and performance background that brought it all together. So that was about 4 years ago.
Did you have a mission? I mean, was there, obviously there's a story to tell, but was there something beyond that that you wanted to enhance this with?
Sure. You know, as a grandchild of Holocaust survivors, I think there's always a mission that I know I have that all of my cousins share, and that I know that many others share, you know, being a part of numerous groups of Holocaust survivors in New York City and beyond, that there is a real urgency to keep our grandparents and our parents' stories alive and to be told. And for me, part of what's so interesting about this show is that it's not only telling my grandparents' story, but it's really telling it through my eyes and my experiences. And I do feel that the mission has grown stronger with the response that I've had from audiences, that every time I finish a show, people, you know, come up to me and want to share their stories. And to me, that's the real mission, is encouraging other people to keep their family stories alive, whether or not they're Holocaust survivors, just family stories in general, knowing where you come from. It helps you move forward in life.
At what point, that's a great point to make. Where were you in your life when you realized your grandmother's specialness?
Pretty early on, I would have to say. I do remember, speaking about Troy, I do remember there were a few occasions in Troy High School when I would, not too many Jewish students other than myself, and I would say something in history class or, you know, something along those lines and really realize that no one had any idea what I was talking about. And when I would say to my friends, you know, my grandparents lived in the woods during the Holocaust, they sort of looked at me like, what are you talking about? And, you know, it's not until you become a little bit more of an adult that you become aware that the Holocaust is something that Jews certainly know a lot about, and definitely, you know, the secular world knows something about it, but the partisan story in particular is not told so commonly. And so that's an added mission for me. It's a real joy. Ever since the movie Defiance came out, I have that to point to as well, and it's been a really wonderful educational tool.
Talk a little bit about Defiance, which is part of this whole project that will be going on at Union, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Tell us a little bit about Defiance and the story it tells and how it parallels your grandmother's story.
Sure. Well, Defiance tells the story about these incredible men. They were the Bielski brothers. And my grandparents actually, you know, throughout their life in Troy, New York, I heard stories about them, and they were at various weddings, and they stayed in touch. So it was a very small group. But the Bielskis saved, I believe it's 1,236 Jews in total. Their mission was very unique in that their mission was not necessarily to kill Nazis, but to save as many Jewish lives as possible throughout the war. So they lived in the woods. They were men who really knew the area very well, and they started collecting these people who were escaping from all of these different ghettos and escaping from wherever they could escape to as they were being rounded up and taken off to, you know, concentration camps and the like. And they, I think it was over the course of, you know, 4 years or something that they lived in the woods. My grandmother happened to have been in the Bielski unit twice. She spent most of her time in the Ryszczynski unit, and my grandfather, Marvin Ginsburg, was a big sort of, he was a war hero. He was a part of a Russian partisan group called Iskra. So you had sort of two different groupings of partisans. You had Russian partisan units whose mission was really not to save Jews, but that there was a collective enemy, and those were the Nazis. And as depicted in the Bielski, the Defiance movie, you had these groups of Jews whose real mission was to save Jewish lives.
The film Defiance will be presented tomorrow night at 7 o'clock in Reamer Auditorium on the campus of Union in Schenectady, and will be prefaced with a presentation and discussion before and following the film. And then, of course, your show is on Sunday, the 28th, at 1 o'clock at the GE Theater in Proctors. How many times you do the show? A lot, I assume.
I do. I mean, as you said before, I also have a full-time pulpit in Manhattan.
Right.
So I do, you know, perform the show. I'm actually speaking to you from Seattle. I just had a wonderful performance this Sunday. So I'm able, and I was down in Miami 2 weeks prior. So I'm getting around. It's been really wonderful. The response has been just so overwhelming, and, you know, it's a real reason to continue and tell the story.
What is it, and what I love about this particular event, of course, is that it comes out of a college campus, which means that you're bringing young people in and telling them the story. And I mean, you're a generation removed. They're several generations removed. So
yeah.
To share that with them is very important. And I assume that is, you do a lot of that with younger audiences.
I do. And, you know, what I have always found compelling when I have learned history, comically, my father is a history teacher, but I have never been a, you know, as much of a memorizing dates and facts person. But if you tell me a story, I will always remember that story. And so I think that that is part of why this is such a wonderful way to engage students and to engage young people into, you know, this epic story of the Holocaust, which can be so overwhelming even to those of us who know a great deal about it, is to focus on one unique story or two unique stories, and to put a face and a name and to contextualize those stories really brings this to life for people. And that is what I have understood has really happened over the course of me performing this show, as people come up to me afterwards and they say, you know, when you were speaking as your grandmother in the show, I got chills, and I really, for the first time, understood that this was something that people went through. Or, you know, I've had people say to me, this has been so meaningful to me. I'm inspired to call my brother that I haven't spoken to in 20 years. So I think that there's something, there's some little piece of magic in whatever's going on in the show that is helping people to reconnect with their own sort of stories. It's touching people in a way that that is really unique, that I didn't know until I started performing it. And I think that people are really carrying this story home with them, and they're sharing it. That's how I've been traveling the country. You know, I do a performance, somebody sees it and says, how do I get you to come to my community?
Right.
And in fact, that's how I am coming to Schenectady, that Bonnie Kramer heard about it. Bonnie Kramer, who's, of course, the head of Hillel, who's really been just so wonderful, and absolutely the person who has made this possible.
When we were talking earlier in our conversation about, as you say, you probably always have been working on the show in one way, shape, or form. Were you able to ask your grandmother direct questions, you know, things that you really wanted to know? Did you have that opportunity?
Yes. My grandmother, thank God, is alive and well in Coconut Creek, Florida. And a little extra added bonus if you're coming to see the show. It's a homecoming for her. We thought it was really, really meaningful if she was able to come. So she's flying up, and she will, in fact, be at this show.
Wow.
And if your listeners know the word kfel, I would say she does a lot of that. I think it's really meaningful to her that her story is being told in this way. And more importantly, I think that she knows that she and my grandfather, my Zadie, Marvin Ginsburg, who passed away 8 years ago, you know, that they know that their legacy is being carried on. And so she not only knows about it, she's been to many of the performances, and I think it's a real source of pride for her.
But as far as the, I mean, there's no better resource material when you're doing a show about your grandmother than your grandmother, obviously. So are there still times that you call up and say, hey, by the way, what about this?
All the time. And, you know, I do it for two reasons. I do it for research for the show, of course. And I have such a large family. Everybody has their own, you know, perspective. And that comes up in the show as well. Who remembers what and how? And so certainly having the source of a lot of these stories, you know, firsthand is wonderful. But it's also for myself and for my niece and nephew and, you know, all of us, all of the family to... I just started, anytime she talks, I put my iPhone recording, you know, setting on. I just record her speaking. It doesn't matter about what. At Passover Seder recently, she was telling us a story about something that happened to her in her childhood, and her entire family was killed. And so just to have this little gem of a story about her remembering something wonderful, you know, about her childhood growing up at her Passover Seder, to have it being told in her voice on recording is also, you know, it's an added bonus. So, yes. She's a wonderful source for this show and also in life.
And it gives you, I assume, every time you're on stage and performing and saying her words, that it gives you a wonderful opportunity to think about her and to honor her in that way.
It does, absolutely. It is. I have to say that this show, for that reason, is one of the things that I am proudest of in my life.
Absolutely. You know, I could see that. Sure. And it's wonderful you all be getting together and to have this opportunity to come back to the Capital Region. Shira Ginsburg's one-woman show is Bubby's Kitchen. It is going to be held on Sunday, April 28th at 1 o'clock in the GE Theater at Proctor's. You can find out more information by going to www.union.edu. Union.edu. And again, it's Shira Ginsburg's one-woman show, Bubby's Kitchen. And otherwise, things are going well in New York?
Things are great in New York. You know, it's springtime down there, so everybody's happy. Thank God.
And then the work, in your work in the Cantor, all that's going well.
It's wonderful. I'm at East End Temple downtown, this wonderful little community, just intergenerational, and there's a lot of good stuff, good programming happening there, and I'm really fortunate to be a part of that community as well.
Well, we wish you all the luck in the world, and safe travels for you and your family, and it'll be wonderful you all be getting together. Sunday, April 28th, 1 o'clock, Bubby's Kitchen in the GE Theater at Proctor's. Find out more at union.edu. Shira Ginsburg, a delight to have you. Thank you very much for being with
Thank
us and sharing.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Again, you can find out more information, union.edu. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.